This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. The largest emergency shelter for unhoused people on the Western Slope is closing its doors this morning. About 100 people are staying at the shelter on North Avenue in Grand Junction. It's run by the nonprofit Homeward Bound of the Grand Valley. Chris Masters is the chief of staff. He says closing the shelter could harm the city's unhoused residents.
I'm not okay with people dying. I'm not okay with people being hungry. I'm not okay with people not having access to medical care.
Master says there's just not enough money to keep the shelter open. A classically trained violinist is making her mark in some unexpected genres, alternative music and metal. Mia Asano of Denver kicks off her first solo tour this weekend with shows from LA to New York.
It was only once I started being authentic to myself that everything I had dreamed of in high school came to me overnight. And the career that I thought I'd be working towards for years suddenly was gifted to me overnight.
Asano started playing professional gigs as a high schooler at Denver School of the Arts. She'll release a symphonic metal album later this year. A ground-dwelling bird, known for its elaborate mating dances on the southern Great Plains, will no longer be federally protected. That's after the Trump administration agreed with three states and the beef and petroleum industries that the lesser prairie chicken wasn't properly listed under the Endangered Species Act. Thursday's delisting lifts special federal rules to avoid disruptions to the bird's habitat in southeastern Colorado and four other states. The lesser prairie chicken has declined from a population in the millions to only about 30,000. This is CPR News in KRCC.